Here's how much the U.S. is tariffing each country. This report is narrated by Linus Korbach and was written by Jacob Berg and Savannah Hulsey-Pointer. President Donald Trump on Wednesday unveiled sweeping global tariffs aimed at reviving American manufacturing and countering what he describes as decades of unfair trade practices at the expense of the United States. The Trump administration has imposed new baseline 10% tariffs on all U.S. trading partners, which will go into effect at midnight on Saturday. Then this coming Wednesday, roughly 60 more countries will be hit with additional reciprocal tariffs that are above 10%. If you head over to our report linked in the description, you'll see the entire list. These 60 countries were described by White House officials as the worst offenders. On this list are China, Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, India, European Union, Israel, with about 30% tariffs on average and going as high as 50%. These countries were assessed by the administration as having high tariff and non-tariff barriers, including currency manipulation, subsidies, value-added taxes, intellectual property theft, and dumping. Now, Mexico and Canada are not covered by these levies because they are still subject to 25% tariffs related to fentanyl trafficking and illegal immigration. Meanwhile, Russia and North Korea are omitted because of existing sanctions and lack of trade. And going back to China, additional U.S. tariffs on the Chinese Communist Party will bring the total to 54% because the Trump administration previously imposed 20% tariffs on the country due to its role in facilitating the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. But that's not all. 2 days ago, Trump also closed a trade loophole that had exempted low-cost Chinese imports from taxes. So starting May 2nd, low-cost packages from China and Hong Kong will be subject to duties. And we will be monitoring what kind of effects this will have on Chinese e-commerce platforms Temu and Shein, which are known for incredibly cheap prices. So make sure you follow our podcast to stay up to date. Now, the new tariffs do not cover steel, aluminum, and cars, which are covered under different regimes. And the tariffs also do not apply to pharmaceuticals, copper, semiconductors, and lumber, which are expected to be dealt with in a separate tariff regime. Goods compliant with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will continue to be subject to a 0% tariff, with non-compliant products seeing a 12% reciprocal tariff. And when it comes to reactions, the European Union, Canada, and China have already announced their intentions to retaliate with additional tariffs on certain U.S. goods. And because of that, global and domestic stock markets plummeted following the announcement, and shares in many U.S. companies sank as trading began on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has warned trading partners not to retaliate or they may face unspecified escalation. Trump has suggested his tariff plan is forcing those countries to, quote, pay for the privilege of access to our market. Thank you for listening to this report by the Epoch Times. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. We'll see you tomorrow with another in-depth story.